This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger, the BFS-3. That's the home of Salus, Militia Line, Reformation, Providence. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. Amy Coney Barrett. You think she knew what kind of a firestorm she was walking into when she accepted Trump's nomination to the Supreme Court? She had to know what she was doing. I mean, at the very least, she had to know. I'm sure she watched what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. And the fact that she said yes and accepted that nomination says something about this lady. Right now, the Supreme Court appointment is triggering for a lot of groups, which is triggering for me. It triggers my laughter. Barrett has opinions that some groups are less than thrilled with, in particular, anti-gunners. In fact, she is viewed as downright hostile to the anti-gun agenda. We have this. Barrett sided with officers in finding a traffic stop reasonable enough, even though the officers a year later didn't remember stopping the suspects. In another case, she wrote that a detective who lied to get an arrest warrant isn't entitled to qualified immunity. In U.S. versus Terry, she found the police didn't have the authority to search a suspect's apartment because they failed to verify that the woman who let them in lived there. In U.S. versus Watson, she agreed with the suspect that the police didn't have a reasonable suspicion to block his car based on an unreliable tip. Barrett is open-minded and willing to rule against the government, said Georgia State Law Professor Eric Siegel. Barrett's dissent in a gun rights case indicates she has a very expansive view of the right to bear arms and would very likely be hostile to gun control efforts, said law professor Adam Winkler of the University of California, Los Angeles. The majority upheld a ban on felons possessing firearms. Barrett's dissent argued that such laws run afoul of the Second Amendment because there's no evidence those who commit nonviolent felonies are dangerous. That particular one's been talked about by a few people. Barrett found that a nonviolent felon shouldn't be barred from exercising their Second Amendment right. And to be honest with you, if they're going to get out there and start saying, okay, well, felons can vote after they paid their debt to society, what other rights are they allowed to have after they pay? I don't have a problem with someone who has paid their debt to society, barring, of course, certain crimes that have high recidivism, which are normally your more violent crimes. But the anti-gunners will continue to melt down because they'll no longer have Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to stand against the right to keep and bear arms. Now, a full two-thirds of the court will likely vote in a pro-Second Amendment manner, and that's scaring the hell out of them right now. And, quite honestly, it should. However, it's only a matter of if the court actually agrees to take on a Second Amendment case. They just kicked 10 to the curb earlier this year, and it remains to be seen if that will happen, but it's also possible that Barrett being on the court may be enough to swing things so that they will, issue that writ. And we can hope so anyway. But in the meantime, at the very least, we can point and laugh as the anti-counters go completely ballistic over her nomination and the Senate's decision to move to confirm as quickly as possible. It is a beautiful thing, to be perfectly honest, but partially because so many anti-gunners are betraying their own hypocrisy. They were all fine with Obama nominating a justice when we all knew good and well his presidency was slated to last mere days. But Trump is facing an election. He's also facing probably a re-election. And he's not, you know, it's not that he's not guaranteed to lose by any stretch. They want everything to halt. Not only did it fail to cater to them, but the Senate is looking to confirm a woman that makes the anti-gunners soil themselves. It's hard for me not to be amused by this. But there's other things in play here as well. Gun control and the support for it hit something of a zenith in the immediate aftermath of Parkland. But unlike many times in the past, the furor didn't die down after a few weeks or months. It began to look like gun control was set to become a major battle during the presidential campaigns. We had the kids getting out there, and we had all these other people backing the kids. But during the early days of the Democratic primary, it was a significant issue that was heavily debated. Now, it didn't seem to help some of the biggest proponents like Beto O'Rourke and Eric Swalwell, but it was a significant issue, and candidates were tripping over themselves to describe themselves to be the most, you know, anti-gun. But things have changed a little bit. Now, not even the gun control groups are pushing gun control in swing states. And we get this from the Washington Free Beacon. Documents obtained by the Washington Free Beacon show Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund, supported in large part by donations from billionaire Bloomberg, is funding ads that assail Republicans on health care rather than gun control. The ads target state-level politicians in Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina, Arizona, and Minnesota. The postcard-style ads, copies of which are posted to the back end of the group's website, have nearly identical wording. Every town has largely avoided Second Amendment issues when trying to woo voters in swing states. The groups minimized gun control and attack ads aimed at Republican senators running for re-election in Iowa and North Carolina earlier this month. The decision indicates Every town has determined issues like health care and energy production are more persuasive to swing states and voters there, many of whom have recently become gun owners, according to J. Miles Coleman, associate editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics. This is a big thing. This is a big move. But only if it's capitalized upon by pro-gun forces. If even Every town and their fellow travelers recognize that gun control is a non-starter in 2020, anti-gun candidates need to be lit up like, you know, like the Vegas Strip. Every light needs to be shown on their anti-gun agenda, because while they're not pushing it, this is something they intend to go for while they try to do something a little more mainstream. This is something they're going to, you'll be getting. It's a feature. And this is especially true in this day and age with millions of new gun owners, many of whom found out the hard way that a lot of that rhetoric spewed by people like Everytown is so much more male bovine excrement. They found out that you can't have a gun on the internet. There's actually a background check after they were told there's none, and that a host of other things. And Everytown doesn't want people to focus on that, so they're trying to focus their attention elsewhere. And we shouldn't let them do that. Call out the anti-gun candidates for precisely what they are. Point out how anti-gun groups are backing them, but they're trying to shift the topic so you won't realize how anti-gun they are. They're in panic mode. They're in full-on panic mode, too. I mean, I just on every topic under the sun. At the end of the day, you can see just how partisan the Second Amendment has become. And it wasn't because of the NRA shoveling money places and pushing non-gun issues. But it was their harshest critics that were doing that. These are the things that we need to keep out in the forefront for them. Because the gun issue, if they were to try to do certain things and there were people that did comply with them, we are in for a fight, a real fight. And in the streets, you know, rounds going down, range fight. And nobody wants that. But there would be people that would say they passed a law that would just take it in order to find, in the hopes of getting some degree of peace out of it. But there is no peace with the left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Rest of my life. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Back in March, you know, we all agreed to help out. We decided to go into a voluntary lockdown to stop a possible influx of Wuhan virus patients that lasted for over half a year in some cases. It has disrupted businesses, education, and family life while harming people's mental and physical well-being. But yesterday, a game changer hit the scene when Trump announced an affordable rapid test for the Wuhan virus. The new test can be self-administered and will produce a result in around 15 minutes. I'm going to buy a few of those myself. The Epoch Times reports President Donald Trump announced on September 28th that the U.S. government will start distributing 150 million rapid COVID-19 tests to states this week in a bid to help governors safely reopen K-12 schools and economies. Of the total, the administration is dedicating 100 million tests for schools and measures to help reopen economies. An additional 50 million will target the most vulnerable elderly population in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and home health and hospice sites. There are no restrictions on how the 100 million tests meant for schools and economies can be used, but the Trump administration will urge governors to prioritize for settings that need rapid, low-tech methods of testing, such as schools, first responder facilities, and areas where outbreaks are detected. Admiral Giroir, MD, Assistant Secretary for Health in the HHS, said, the administration plans to ship 6.5 million tests from the school allotment this week. Broad access for testing, to testing is part of both federal and state reopening plans. After initial setbacks with the government-made tests, several private sector companies developed a variety of testing solutions. The United States leads the world in the number of tests performed. The nation is on track to soon have the capacity to run 3 million tests per day, on average, Giroir told Congress last week. The United States is now averaging about 920,000 tests per day, Giroir said at a press conference. With an instant test, students can return to in-class classroom learning, which is where they should be. Assuming that their parents, having seen how dreadful public schools are, haven't opted to homeschool their children. Meanwhile, workplaces can open again. So can restaurants, which have been devastated by the lockdowns. One thing I found out about various businesses is it's very much local. It's a local thing. I'm having to go up and down the road to Columbia, South Carolina to get my back worked on. And their reaction to it in Columbia versus where I live here in the upstate is two different, completely different things. Now with a 15-minute test, both employees and customers can quickly have their health status determined. If they're clear, things can function as they did before the virus hit. This is not going to work for big box stores and restaurants, but it may be enough to resuscitate smaller, more intimate venues. What will be interesting to see is whether some governments aren't too interested in benefiting from the rapid self-testing kit. For example, in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio has indicated that he intends to keep his citizens prisoners forever. He said, we make great progress on COVID-19, but we're not done till we hit zero, which is never going to happen. He said, here's a look at the numbers. 332 new reported cases, 61 patients admitted to the hospitals. Citywide positive tests are 1.93%. Practice social distancing, wear face coverings, and avoid large crowds. Now, Brian Preston understands the real message behind that tweet. He says, well, the likelihood that we'll ever get to zero cases is zero. Coronavirus is a virus. Once viri hit human populations, they tend to come and go seasonally. Despite all the promising news we've heard about vaccines lately, vaccines don't mean the virus cases zero out anytime soon, if ever. The flu infects hundreds of thousands every year and kills somewhere between 24 and 60,000 Americans annually. We have a flu vaccine. We'll never have zero flu cases. It took decades to get to zero U.S. polio cases. Compared to the over 200,000 who caught the virus in New York and the more than 23,000 who died, 332 new cases with only 61 people in the hospital is a statistical blip. But they're blips that allow de Blasio to maintain total control, and this is the way this mayor likes it. It's also unclear how much Florida will use the test, but for reasons that are opposite of what's driving de Blasio. Florida is 100% open, and I'm expecting other states to fall to this cascade soon, and so far the mass die-off hasn't happened. Additionally, the CDC's newest numbers show that, as matters now stand, most Americans have a minute chance of succumbing to the virus. Coming from James Todaro, MD, back in April, colleagues and I calculated the IFR for COVID-19 and determined fatality rates were similar to the flu for those under age 50. People called it misinformation back then. 6 months later, CDC reports similar COVID-19 IFR estimates. 0 to 19 years old, 0.003%. 20 to 49 years old, 0.02%. Mortality rate turns out to be similar. The big difference between COVID-19 and the flu is not the mortality rate. It is the how contagious it is. It is more contagious than the flu. But the mortality rate is about the same. And when you look at it, which if you take out everything but the... What kills people that have COVID-19 is the pneumonia-like effect it has on you, where it just makes it so hard to breathe within the lungs. It is not 200,000 plus people that have died from that. It's about 80,000, which is still too many. But now we're getting down into a bad flu year. Trump administration, they got out there and prodded the private sector to respond with admirable speed to the unusual situation. And this is another example of the management skill that Trump has brought to the White House. And they responded. So now it's going to come down to the local government. It's going to come down to you. Are you willing to go out there and start living again? Are you willing to put away the fear? I'm willing to put away the fear. I'm willing to get back to living. I'm tired of going to a store and having to wait because there's eight people in there when they're, you know, because that's how big the store is. I'm tired of that. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the fear, and I'm tired of everybody acting like we're all going to kill each other just by being around each other. That's not what we're built for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is meeting with several Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence escorting Barrett to a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and calling Barrett a woman of great character and intellect. He said he hopes Democrats will agree to a fair and respectful confirmation process, although many Democrats not even agreeing to meet with Barrett. Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Joe Biden and President Trump will take the stage in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. Former NBC and Fox News host Megyn Kelly on what people will be looking for.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking on Inside Edition. This is USA Radio News. Representative Tulsi Gabbard said that Project Veritas's recent video alleging a ballot harvesting scheme in Minneapolis was further evidence that we need a ban on ballot harvesting. The Democrat from Hawaii taking to Twitter and saying,
"Now, to protect the integrity of our vote in our elections, I've introduced legislation called the Election Fraud Prevention Act with my friend Representative Rodney Davis. Our bipartisan bill protects the chain of custody for every one of our ballots by prohibiting funding from going to states that allow this practice of ballot harvesting to occur."
The Minneapolis Police Department says they are looking into allegations of voter fraud. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing his overseas trip, the secretary now working on decreasing tensions between two NATO allies, Greece and Turkey. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. When you're on the pro-gun side of the debate, generally, sadly, we don't really expect particularly fair treatment from the media, well, except here, maybe. You know, on some level, that they're going to try to misrepresent you and your position. And you just know better than to trust them. But sometimes parts of the media go so far out of their way to make the pro-gun side look bad that it would be hilarious if it wasn't so infuriating. And the latest example of this comes from Newsweek. They ran a story about the pro-gun protest at Michigan State Capitol with this headline, "Hundreds of heavily armed gun activists surround Michigan State Capitol." So in other words, they presented a lawful protest designed to call attention to their position on a matter the legislature is considering, the banning of open carry inside the Capitol, as if it were an armed siege. It's understood by most of us who work in the media that a lot of times people develop their ideas primarily by reading the headlines. They read them, then share them, but they don't always click on the story itself. They don't always read, looking for the context, you know? And because of that, headlines shape the narrative surrounding an event just as much as the report itself. This explains why nobody knows what they're talking about, because they just see the headline. They don't know the background behind the headline. They don't know why the headline exists. So, knowing this, I can't help but believe that this headline was designed to make it look like the protests were doing more than protesting, that there was a clear and present threat to the state legislature. The meat of the article isn't much better, either, when you start looking for context. We get this. Heavily armed protesters, some waving Confederate flags and Trump campaign banners, stood on the lawn outside the Capitol building in Lansing, brandishing AR-15 firearms and wearing body armor, as they spell it. Among those in attendance were members of the Proud Boys, a far-right all-male organization with a history of violence against political opponents, and the Michigan Liberty Militia, a paramilitary group. So, in other words, all of the relevant bogeymen were there. What would Confederate flags be doing in Michigan? Anybody want to answer that one? I genuinely doubt there were many Confederate flags. After all, Michigan fought for the North. But everything about this report is crafted in an effort to discredit the protesters as a group. It's designed to make you afraid of those protesters, to present them as some sort of horror that is looking around the corner. But please note, if you would, nothing was set on fire. No windows were broken. No one was assaulted. Nothing bad happened. They came, they protested, then after they picked up their garbage, they went home. There's no spin on this about being mostly peaceful as buildings burn in the background. It was entirely peaceful. And this is why Newsweek had to try to spin it. It is imperative for them that you see this side as a vile, aggressive, and dangerous group. Never mind that there's been no right-wing riots. Those have all come from the left, after all. That doesn't matter. They need people to see the opposition as the real threat. But they don't get to have their own facts. And I don't buy into the idea that truth is relative. A is A. Objective reality is objectively real. And that includes how the protest wasn't a siege, and yet this particular outlet opted to present it as if it were. That's the part that always makes, you know, when they get out there and they're trying really, really hard to make you believe something, and, you know, as far as right-wing riots, you want to know how you know there hasn't been a right-wing riot. Well, there hasn't been a city completely sacked, taken out. A right-wing riot would be a horrible event as far as the what came from it. It would be horrible. It'd be one of those things that, you know, you only read about here and there. Now, I don't know why, but a lot of people sometimes accuse me of using the same sort of cadence Paul Harvey used. And he used to do this thing in his commentary, and he'd call this the rest of the story. He would relate the interesting backstories of news that were generally about celebrities and news events, but not widely known. And we lost him in 2009. And with some exceptions, the Fourth Estate continues to leave out the pertinent facts of controversies that would completely change the narrative or the rest of the story. So let me give you some. Michael Brown, what we know, the Black Lives Matter, a BLM movement, was started around 2013 in response to George Zimmerman being acquitted in the murder of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. It exploded after 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014. Ensuing riots, looting destroyed many businesses. Brown's friend Dorian Johnson falsely stated that Michael had his hands up when he was shot by the white police officer. Saying he had millionaire athletes who were wearing T-shirts reading "Hands Up, Don't Shoot." And they started and continue funding this movement to this day. But here's the rest of the story. Darren Wilson was not indicted by the grand jury because the forensic evidence proved that he shot Brown in self-defense. Brown's DNA was found on Wilson's guns and his thigh, and all the other so-called witnesses who claimed Brown had his hands up finally admitted they hadn't seen the incident. All the evidence and witnesses backed Wilson's statement. Nevertheless, the narrative of hands up, don't shoot still persists till today with the low-info woke protesters. George Floyd. What we know. We know all about the viral video of the police officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeling on his neck while he shouted, "I can't breathe." And we know this instigated violent protest in Minnesota this past May. 4 police officers were fired. Chauvin was charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. After Floyd's death, widespread violent protests were held against the use of excessive force by police officers against black suspects and the lack of police accountability nationwide. You know. But here's the rest of the story. When the full police body cam footage was released, the narrative changed significantly. And in a fair trial, once the autopsy evidence is released, it will be very hard to convict the policeman of anything other than excessive force. Medical personnel familiar with the effects of drug overdoses insist that Floyd was exhibiting a typical panic response to one dying of a drug overdose. Although official autopsies deem his death a homicide by cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement's subdual restraint and neck compression, the actual toxicology report found fatal doses of fentanyl, norfentanyl, methamphetamine, hydroxydelta, delta-9 carboxy, delta-9 THC, and he also tested positive for COVID-19, which means he was a COVID-19 death by the current stuff, you know. And this is the kind of thing to look for. These are the rest of the stories. This is the context that is always missing out of the mainstream media. You already knew it. I'm just reinforcing what you already knew. It's not one of those things that I I know that you didn't know, but by the same token, if you didn't know that, well, now you know the rest of the story. Who's going to watch the debate tonight? I'm 50-50 on it. I've got some stuff going on to where I may not be able to stay awake, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, in terms of telegraphing your punches, it hardly gets more obvious than what the Democrats have been up to lately. I mean, does anybody out there have no idea what their platform is? You guys, none of you guys have heard this, right? Because you should have heard it. Despite having recently used the filibuster to stop the next round of COVID relief from going through, Schumer and his friends have clearly indicated they plan on ending the filibuster for normal legislative questions if they retake control of the Senate next year. Now, that's just step one. If they control both chambers and the White House, they're going to move forward with packing the Supreme Court with more leftist justices. This will be revenge. This will be in revenge. This has nothing to do with the business of the people. This will be in revenge for Trump replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, even if this didn't happen, though, they were going to try this anyway. Rushing to their defense this week is former Obama advisor Dan Pfeiffer. Dan Pfeiffer was part of the campaign crew that was so... Obama's first campaign was sheer genius. I don't care what anybody says. This was a guy with no pertinent experience except an unfinished Senate seat in the state legislature of Illinois, an unfinished Senate term in the U.S. Senate. And from that view, and when I say completely, he never ran a business. He's never done nothing. He's always been NGO or something else. Anyway. In a recent published essay, Pfeiffer attempts to make the case as to why Democrats shouldn't be afraid to add as many justices to the Supreme Court as are necessary to push through and protect the leftist agenda. In fact, in Pfeiffer's world, it should be the most natural thing in the world to do and easy as pie to boot. So they might as well start putting their plans in place now. He writes, it is critical that Democrats keep expansion as a credible threat in the coming fight over the Ginsburg seat. It's some of our only leverage. We can only do that if we win the message war with the Republicans over expansion. I've been a supporter of court expansion since the Republicans jammed Brett Kavanaugh on the court and have spent the last several months working with Take Back the Court, the leading advocate for court expansion. So I've spent a lot of time thinking about the issue and arguing with people about the merits for expansion. Based on that experience, here's some message guidance for the fight to come. Demystify expansion. There's been little to no discussion of changing the makeup of the court for 80 years, so most people in American politics know nothing of the history of the, or the law. Then he goes out to show some facts in his world that he finds to be very persuasive. And you can look that up and read about that if you want to, but there's nothing revolutionary or remarkable in there. Pfeiffer points out that the number of justices on the court is not set in stone in the Constitution, and could be changed by a simple act of Congress, just as with any other law. He also notes that the number of justices on the bench has changed in the past. And both of those things are true, but it's an approach that very much whitewashes the reality of this history. It is true that the court grew in size as the nation grew, from 5 justices to 7 to 9 in 1837. The only other changes came in the period around 1863, when Congress was messing around with Andrew Johnson after his failed impeachment. Stayed at 9 for this long because there was never any pressing need for the court to be larger. The turnover rate for Supreme Court justices is low and slow, and that's also for a reason. We don't have sudden upheavals in the makeup of the court on a regular basis to avoid the chaos of constitutional principles and precedents. The switch back and forth like laundry going from the washer and the dryer based on shifting political wind. But that's precisely what Pfeiffer and his friends are looking to do. Unsatisfied with their efforts at winning enough presidential elections to control appointments to the court under the regular rules of order, they want to cheat. Instead of determining to adopt policies that are acceptable to a broad enough swath of the country to give them these opportunities, they're hoping to use one fortuitous election as a special pass, allowing them to stack the deck, literally. And they're presuming they're going to win it. The rationale behind Pfeiffer's explanation is easy to translate. Why should the country accept a sudden, significant expansion of the court? Well, because it's what the Democrats want in this particular moment, and their wishes should all come true. No other reason. This is a case of impatience with a system that has been serving us well since far further back in history than the oldest living Americans can remember. These are the sniveling cries of spoiled children who weren't given a treat after dinner and now want to use that as an excuse to go rob the candy store. And this cannot be allowed to happen. What we're seeing here is what lies beyond the mask of the current Democratic Party. And it's not very nice. It's not very pretty at all. When you look at Portland, segueing to Portland, the biggest mystery there is that, you know, this is a bunch of amateur hooligans, you know? And because they're being allowed to run at their leisure, for the most part, they're expanding now. They're moving out of the city, and they're moving into residential neighborhoods throughout the city. And yesterday, the New York Times released a new report on what it describes as a more confrontational approach to the movement. So this being the New York Times, the reporting by Nellie Bowles is definitely slanted in its approach to the story, but it's still worth a look to see how downright delusional some of the Portland agitators have become in their nightly demonstrations. The piece begins with the story of Terrence Moses, whose own residential neighborhood was the site of demonstrations not long ago. As Moses tells it, the march was mostly peaceful, at least until the protesters became enraged at the sight of an American flag. He said it went from a peaceful march, calling out the names, to all of a sudden, bang, how dare you fly the American flag. Mr. Moses, who is black and runs a nonprofit group in the Portland, Oregon area. He said they said take it down. They wouldn't leave. They said they're going to come back and burn the house down. Mr. Moses and others blocked the demonstrators and told them to leave. He said, we don't go around terrorizing people to try to force them to do something they don't want to do. He's sort of used in this particular thing. I've talked about this before. He's used as the everyman. He's used as the one who supports the right to peacefully protest, which I do. I support the right to peacefully protest. If you don't like the way the system works, vote. Get out there, find the cause, figure out what you got to do to get the changes you want, and then vote. You're not going to win every time. You may not win the first time. You may not ever win. But it is the peaceful process. Then you got guys like Stephen Green, and I talked about the other day. He's the one that's looking for accomplices. He's out there. What was it he said? He believes generally that the more direct protest tactics in residential areas are working because they make the movement more personal and reveal who truly supports change. If someone is against the movement, they keep their lights off or refuse to raise their fist, adding that taking the debate into homes and to families is essential. It's very dangerous, Mr. Green. It's very dangerous. There's some people that don't care to support either side. They simply want to be left alone. And you should respect that, because if you do not, you might find yourself getting shot over that. You might find yourself getting beaten over that. In these places where they've gone, the neighborhoods have not emptied out of all of the suburbanites getting out there saying, you know, the struggle is real or anything. They just want to stay in their house. I don't know what I don't know who watches sports anymore. That's sort of out the window for a lot of people. They want to stay in the house. They want to be left alone. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman for the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.